Lisa?
Yes?
Hi, my name is Jeanette. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Okay.
Have you gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. What were you diagnosed with after taking Depo Provera?
The meningioma brain tumor.
I'm so sorry to hear you were diagnosed with that. What
Thank
state
you.
Were you diagnosed?
In California.
Okay. And then just to clarify, no one's ever sent you anything to sign electronically in regards to this lawsuit?
No.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And before we proceed, I must advise this call is recorded for legal and compliance purposes.
Okay.
Do you affirm under penalty of perjury that all the information you provide during this call will be complete and truthful to the best of your knowledge and that no other individual has supplied you with the answers to the questions I'm about to ask?
Yes.
Okay. And then is this claim, this is on behalf of yourself, right?
Correct.
Okay. And were you concerned about an injury that occurred from taking Depo Provera birth control?
Yes.
Okay. And were you formally diagnosed with a meningioma tumor?
Yes.
Okay. And then when were you diagnosed with that?
In April of 2020.
2020. And do you know anyone
uh-huh.
else who may have been affected by Depo Provera?
Do I know of anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
Okay. And then you don't have an attorney assisting you in filing?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And did you receive birth control shots or injections?
Injections, yes.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Pfizer.
Okay. And it was called Depo Provera, Depo SubQ Provera?
Depo Provera.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera multiple times yearly?
Yeah, every 3 months I had 12 shots.
12 shots in total you had?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then the weeks between each injection was 3 months?
Yes.
Would that be about 12 weeks?
12 weeks. Uh-huh.
Okay. And how many years did you use Depo Provera?
For three, from January 2007 until March of 2010.
2007 until March of 2010.
Uh-huh.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then it was 3 years. And have you ever been diagnosed with neurofibromatosis too?
No.
Okay. And have you ever used any hormones such as OCP or HRT?
No.
Okay. And then how many shots did you have a year?
4 shots a year.
Okay.
For 3 years.
Okay. And for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And then what is your marital status?
I'm single.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled L-I-S-A, is that correct?
Correct.
Last name B-R-I-T-S, is that correct?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is 11-16-66.
1966, thank you.
Uh-huh.
And then I see an email address here for you. Is it lisa88breerdo@gmail.com?
No, it's, did you have B-E-E-R-D-O?
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. Yes, that's it.
E-E-R-D-O.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then I have your phone number down as 951-801-8004.
Correct.
And is this a cell phone or a landline?
It's a cell phone.
Thank you. And then what is a good mailing address for you?
1857 Matthews Street, M-A-T-H-E-W-S Street in Riverside, California, 92507.
Thank you. And is California your current state of residence?
Yes.
Okay. So I have 1857 Matthews Street, Riverside, California, 92507.
Correct.
Okay. And then what is, and was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
By a doctor.
Okay. What was the name of the doctor that administered the Depo Provera?
Dr. Allen, A-L-L-E-N, last name Felix. F-E-L-I-X.
Okay.
Middle name Charles.
Okay. And where did you see Dr. Allen Charles Felix?
At Riverside Community Hospital.
Okay. Riverside Community Hospital, and I see an address for them on Magnolia Avenue, is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And where was the Depo Provera administered?
There.
Where on your body?
Oh, on my butt.
Okay.
My backside. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. And then do you recall the injection method for the Depo Provera? Like, was it through the muscle, through fat, subcutaneously?
It was just a, it was through, it wasn't, it was just a regular shot. I mean, I don't remember if it was, I just recall it a regular shot. I don't think it was through the muscle.
Okay. Shot. Okay. And you had about 12 shots in total.
Correct.
Of Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then, okay, Riverside Community Hospital. Let me just copy down that address. And were you prescribed the medication within the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and was your prescribing doctor the same as your diagnosed or your injecting doctor, Dr. Alan Felix?
Yes.
Okay, and then the
I had a neurosurgeon though for my surgery.
Okay, yeah, I'll need that
okay.
as well.
Okay.
Just give me 1 second. I have to. Okay, and then the facility where it was injected was Riverside Community Hospital.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, and were you diagnosed with a brain tumor?
Yes.
Okay, sorry to hear that. What is your brain's condition right now?
Oh, I'm out of remission now.
Great to hear.
Yes.
And you're in remission right now, or?
No, I'm out.
Out of
I'm out. Yes. Since October of 24.
Okay, since October of 2024. And was your brain tumor cancerous?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you discover your meningioma tumor was related to Depo Provera? Roughly what year was that?
This year.
Okay, 2025.
Yeah.
Okay. And in what state were you diagnosed with the meningioma tumor?
California.
Okay. And was meningioma diagnosed by an MRI?
Yes.
Okay. And did you have a CT scan as well?
Yes. Biopsy, yes, I did.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
The neurosurgeon?
Yeah.
Edward Thomas Chappelle. Chappell.
Okay. Okay. Thomas Chappelle. Okay.
He's out of Colton.
Okay. And where did you, what was the facility where you saw him?
Health Point Colton Clinic.
Okay.
On 10th Street.
Okay. Okay. And then this was the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, is he also the doctor that treated you?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Okay, and he's a neurosurgeon?
Yes.
Okay. And what treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
Surgery. I received surgery, you know, to get, and then, yeah, just the surgery and then chemo.
Okay. Okay.
I was in the hospital for 11 days, I think.
Oh,
and then
wow.
12 months outpatient.
Okay. Oh, wow. And that was at Health Point.
Yes.
And when did you start treatment for the brain tumor?
I started, well, my surgery date, let me see, my surgery date was April 30th, and treatment started, I think, well, treatment, wait a minute, what do you mean treatment for it?
So
You mean
you
of my
went,
surgery date?
yeah, surgery and
Oh,
then
yeah, that was April
chemo.
30th of 2020.
2020, and then when did you stop? When was the last date of chemotherapy and treatment?
October of 24.
October of 2024.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And then do you suffer, are there any alternative conditions that you currently suffer
I
from
still
FM?
have really bad headaches.
Sorry to hear that. Okay. And what symptoms were you experiencing from your meningioma tumor?
God, I had irregular periods, I had mood swings, bad, I had dizziness, and the headaches were the worst.
And do you recall when you first started having symptoms related to your meningioma tumor?
No, I think around 2007, 8, right? 8, I think.
Okay.
2008, probably.
And do you have any medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
I don't have it, but the hospital does.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Would you be able to provide them if requested?
I can't. I'm up north right now, but you guys have my permission to get it if you want.
Okay. And then who did you have for health insurance at the time of your treatment?
I didn't.
Okay, and how did you pay for surgery and treatment?
Through cash.
Okay. Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes. Her name is Sheila, Sheila, and her phone number is 951-666-9800.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, and then I'm just gonna go through this information and make sure I have everything spelled correctly before I send
Okay.
over these documents.
Okay.
Let's see. So I have your first name spelled LISA, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Last name BRITS, is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And then I have your date of birth as 11/16/1966.
Correct.
Okay. And then for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
Can I just give you my last four?
Sure.
Okay, 9833.
9833.
Yep.
And then date of birth 11/16/1966.
Correct.
Okay, I have an email address LISA88BERDO@gmail.com.
Correct.
I have your mailing address as 1857 Matthew Street, Riverside, California 92507.
Correct.
Okay, and then I have that you were diagnosed with the meningioma brain tumor April of 2020.
Correct.
Okay, and then okay, and then I have that you started taking Depo-Provera in 2007, and then you stopped March of 2010.
Correct.
Okay, that looks correct. Okay, and then are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign.
Okay.
You'll see a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign.
Okay.
While I get these documents populated, I'm just going to read a disclosure for you. Lastly, if anyone other than yourself has provided you with the answers to the questions we've asked today or coached your responses, submitting
Okay.
or signing any legal documents based on false or inaccurate information could subject you and any involved parties to serious legal consequences. To protect yourself, we strongly advise that you do not sign or submit any forms we have sent or any forms our attorneys may send to you until you can personally and truthfully verify all the information provided. With that
Okay.
being said, would you like to continue today?
Yes.
Okay. I just sent over those documents. Let me know when you see that text come through.
Okay, hold on 1 second. It's coming through right now. Hold on. Please don't call me like that, okay?
Pardon? Do you see a link there to press?
I'm finishing right now. Just a second.
Let's see.
Oh my gosh. What happened here? Oh my gosh, my email went off.
It should be in your text messages as well.
Hold on, let me try to get it back here. I don't, for a call came through, my email went off. Just 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. No. Okay. Okay. Oh, where'd it go? It's coming back up. My phone's slow. Are you there?
Okay. Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Okay.
Does everyone look everything look like it's spelled correctly?
Everything's correct. Yeah, it's just trying to finish.
Okay.
Okay.
Then do you see that finish button?
It's finishing right now.
Okay.
It says you're done signing.
Perfect. Okay, and so before we wrap up, I'm just going to read our closing script.
Okay.
Just so that you know what to expect next.
Okay.
While the firm is working on your claim, they may be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. They may go over some of the same information we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's
okay.
Part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also send additional forms to sign so that they can collect records to strengthen your claim. So if you see any paperwork from them, please be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible just to keep
okay.
everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice. We just want to make sure that you're fully prepared.
Okay.
They'll be reaching out to you once the file passes quality assurance within 2 business days.
Okay.
If you don't hear from them by Monday, I recommend giving them a call yourself. I'm
okay.
going to send you a text right now from my desk number with the name of the law firm and their client call-in number, just so you have it in your phone. Okay, Lisa?
Okay, great. Okay.
Perfect. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm so sorry you went through this because of Depo Provera.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
You do the same. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.